This is Crime Binge.
Welcome to Crime Binge,
the mini-sode.
And this week, we're covering Abducted in Plain Sight.
It's a Netflix original, right?
Actually, no.
Oh!
So I found this out while reading about the documentary today. Okay. It was first released as a documentary in 2017 with the title Forever Be, but then it was added to Netflix True Crime Library and was re-released with the title of Abducted in Plain Sight.
Okay. Yeah, I did not know that.
I didn't either, because I also thought that it was a Netflix original, but apparently it is not. What is your rating for this?
See, it was hard because I was like, do I rate just like the documentary?
Yeah.
Or do I rate how much I hate her fucking parents? So I'm going to go in between.
Okay.
And I'm going to give it like an 8.
Yeah.
It's like, it's good, but not the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And also made me hate the parents, which I guess made it, it did its job then, you know. But what was your rating?
I would say also an 8. But I would like to say, as a disclaimer in the beginning, is that I understand it's like a very serious story because a girl was like raped and was groomed to like be in this manipulative relationship. That's what I was trying to say. Jesus Christ. But it's just like, it sounds so fucking stupid the whole time you're watching it.
It does.
And like, but I will say that I also understand like why it happened, truthfully. But just as a general disclaimer, yes, I know it's very fucked up, but it's also like, it's funny.
It is.
Kind of.
Like, it's not anything with Jan, it's just the naive parents. Like, almost everyone was about the situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, to start off, I would like to read a tweet directly from Jan.
Okay.
Because I think it does make sense. And she said, manipulation and grooming are not understood by so many. It happened to my whole family, and this man was a master, and my parents saved my life.
Okay.
So, like, I do get it. But there's a lot of things that are pretty comical. I'll just go ahead and say that. But starting out, these are my notes again on this post-it note.
You know what? It works. Morgan's dying.
I am dying. I'm coughing even more than usual. Do you want to just get started?
Yeah.
Because I have seen this documentary before, actually twice. I watched it once with Taylor and then once again with John and Megan.
This is my first time watching it.
Okay. So I like rewatched it mostly to brush up on it, but I had like 15 minutes left that I didn't finish. So that's where my notes basically end. I kind of forgot that the doc just like starts out like creepy because it plays some of his recordings, Bob Burkhold's recordings. And he, in reference to the 12-year-old girl he's talking about, he said, I knew I had found the girl I was looking for.
Yep.
Because pedophilia.
Right? Like, I know that this was in the 70s, but like, apparently pedophilia wasn't a thing in the 70s because no one gave two flying fucks about this man because he had done it before.
Yeah. Like, I think that like, it was one of those things that just had to be swept under the rug constantly because no one wanted to talk about it. And they get more into it later, but they're all part of the LDS church.
Yeah.
And he got in trouble for molesting another little girl in their church. And they sent him to like a fake psychiatrist.
Yeah. For like fake therapy where he, I don't even want to talk about his therapy yet.
Yeah. We're getting ahead of ourselves. But I think it was something that no one really knew about or wanted to talk about because today, we all know that there are really fucking creepy individuals who like are attracted to children, and he was one of them, but no one knew what to do. Even the FBI agent said he had no idea what a pedophile was.
Yeah.
He just knew that there were people who did that. Like, he didn't have terminology for it.
And the person who like it irritated me the most was his brother, who
I loved his brother. His brother's the fucking worst.
He was just like, yeah, he, you know, he did some stuff with our sister who was 6 years younger than him when she was six.
Yeah.
And, you know, he liked the little girls around and that was just his thing.
Yeah. He did say he was sick.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah. Like, a common theme throughout this is everyone kind of knows,
yeah,
but no one does anything or, right, like, warns other families or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, punching myself in the brain.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely one of the most infuriating stories to watch, but I kind of think that also has to deal with the director and how it's done, because you could easily just show the manipulation and grooming that this guy did for this family, yeah, and like not include the other stuff. I don't know. I have a hard time with it because it is really frustrating, but at the end of the day, like,
it's what happened.
It's what happened, and everybody in the 70s was naive in that way.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just this family. Maybe it wouldn't have happened to the extent that it did, but it wasn't just that family. Because even in the 70s, they didn't have a term for serial killer yet.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a note I wrote, that Jan is low-key hot.
Oh, Jan is high-key hot. Except when she was like 12 and had that stupid fucking haircut.
It was like a mullet of sorts, but it was just not a good haircut.
And it was like a very thin mullet.
Yeah. Which, another fun fact is that Jan has appeared on the television show Criminal Minds and Everwood.
Oh, wow.
Like, she's an actress now.
That's cool. Yeah. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either until I went to this article. Yeah, I'm all jumbled. This is still my notes from the beginning of it. But I think the creepiest factor of this was all of the recordings that Bob Birchhold made. Like, to me,
yeah,
that was really, really creepy because he has a very unsettling voice.
He does.
And he said really weird things. Like, one of them was, no man could love any woman more. Again, about a child.
Yep.
And so, to me is just baffling.
Like, my first note was kind of directed towards the parents. And it mm-hmm. was like, in the beginning, they were talking about how B's behavior towards Jan, like, disturbed them.
Yeah.
But still let her do all these things by herself with him. Mm-hmm. And, like, didn't invite their other children or his other children.
Yeah.
Because, like, if he also had five kids of himself, like, was he doing this to his kids, too?
Right.
Or just to other people's kids?
Yeah. I don't know, actually. I think that a lot of it has to do with, like, that thing where you can't be not polite.
Yeah.
Because this is going, actually not really, because it happens within like the first 15 minutes that they show the first abduction.
Yeah.
Where Jan's mom, like, instinctually did not want her daughter to go horseback riding. And she said, like, oh no, she has school tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, all of this stuff. Instinctually, she knew that her daughter shouldn't go.
But he was so insistent.
But he was so insistent, and she didn't want to be impolite that she let her go. I do like that the documentary is only an hour and a half long.
Yes.
I think almost every movie is too long, so that was good for me.
Yeah, like, especially documentaries, like, they all seem to be like 3 hours, and yeah, then like, they lose my interest quickly, but this one didn't.
Yeah, it was very like fast paced. It was always going, and within the first, I think it's the first 15 minutes, they like talk about her being abducted for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's interesting to note that he was just, like, constantly drugging Jan.
Yeah.
By saying it was, like, an allergy pill.
And, like, I don't know. Again, I'm just, like, why allow strange, I mean, he wasn't a stranger, but, like, people to give you or your children pills or medicine, especially when it's happened before, like, the last time he gave it to her, she got groggy and something happened. Mm-hmm. Like, why keep taking them?
Yeah. I don't think her parents knew, but she was also 12.
Yeah. And, like, well, she it said that she like told her sisters and stuff that like the last time I took a pill that I was like groggy and I woke up with him naked in the hotel room and stuff like that. And I'm like, these are all signs that you should not be alone with someone.
Yeah. But also, like, she's a kid.
I know. She doesn't know.
Yeah. Like, it's not her fault at all.
No, no.
Like, literally nothing is her fault in this whole case. And, like, it is really, really silly because is it the first time she's abducted? Yeah. The first time she's abducted, he gives her the allergy pill and she, like, wakes up. And he tells her that, like, basically they were abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
Which one... Aliens were huge in the 70s. Like, everybody and their fucking mother was saying they were getting abducted by aliens. So, I kind of understand how a kid would get that. The first time I watched the movie, I was like, come on, Jan.
I know. I was like, you're 16 and you still believe this?
But, I mean, it's years of someone telling you that it's that way and then...
Definitely. Yeah. And you, you know, being drugged for the majority of it.
My issue... Sorry.
You no, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say my issue with her getting abducted the first time was that her parents waited 3 days to contact anyone. They called the FBI on the second day and were told that the FBI is closed and if it's an emergency to call someone else, and they didn't call the other fucking person until a day later.
And I wrote down... I wrote down a quote from Jan's mother, Marianne, I think her name was. And when she was talking to the FBI, she said, I don't think he kidnapped her. He just took her someplace. And I was like, this is that's what kidnapping is. And like the guy, the FBI agent had to explain to her that that is kidnapping and that he kidnapped her.
And she said that, too. She was like, he had to, like, keep telling us over and over again that that's what was happening because I think they wanted just so badly to believe this guy was their friend and wasn't hurting their daughter, but he definitely was.
Something else, like, and they said that they believed that he wouldn't hurt her, but they had already been gone for weeks at this point.
Yeah.
And I guess backtracking a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I always thought, like, wondered... if Gail was in on it, his wife, because right. he like she went over and said not to call the police and like all this stuff. So I wonder if she knew because there wasn't a bunch about her.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot about her, which is weird. But also like he was spending almost all of his free time at their house rather than at his house with his own wife and kids. And like there has to be something there.
Right.
You know, like, she had to have known, or, like, they must not have had a relationship at that point, and he was just, like, living his best life over at their house. Like, I don't really know. But I did find that very strange that, like, Gail was never around and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and, like, in the beginning they talked about how his kids, like, were best friends, but... it was always just the dad spending time and not the kids.
Yeah. But when he, like, abducted her the first time, he ended up convincing Jan that they were supposed to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And I found it really interesting because she was like, I was in love.
Yeah.
Like, as a 12-year-old, that's all I knew as love. And I loved him. And that's so fucking, like, uncomfortable to think about, and it's just like,
and I mean, like,
I don't know,
even he was a master manipulator with adults, so I can just like imagine
how he
was with kids. Yeah, like they believed anything he fucking said, and he had a liking for her, so she had to have a liking for him back.
Yeah. The one weird thing the documentary does do is that they go into her abduction. And then after she comes home, they go 2 years prior.
Yeah.
To, like, show the grooming, which I understand and don't understand because I feel like if they showed the grooming first, that the abduction would have made a little bit more sense. But by the point that the abduction comes around, the parents seem so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That you don't want to listen to anything they say. And my favorite part of the entire, like, documentary is when both parents cheat on each other with the same man.
I love, okay, like, I know he was emotional, but when the dad is like, I did the worst thing ever. I relieved him. Yeah. I masturbated him. And I was like, that's not the correct term for that.
Oh, yeah, no. And, like, that part is really, really funny. Don't get me wrong. Like, I made my boyfriend specifically watch the documentary to get to that part because I thought it was so funny. But I was, like, thinking about it, and I was like, oh, he was just blackmailing the both of them.
Yeah. And, like, I think they said in part of it they were, like, trying to get them apart and separate them. Yeah.
He was trying to sow seeds of doubt, like, in their relationship. But you know what would never happen today?
Hmm.
The one thing, I mean, a lot of it wouldn't happen, but when Bob Birchall calls Marianne and asks her to bring him a sandwich.
I know.
And she just fucking brings a man who's not her husband a sandwich. I was like, that absolutely would not happen today. If any of my guy friends called me and asked me to bring them lunch like that, I'd be like,
go fuck yourself.
There's food delivery services. I have better things to do.
Right.
But that's how their, like, affair started, essentially, was her bringing him sandwiches. And I thought that was really funny.
I don't know why, but I love the way that Marianne talked about her affair.
Yeah.
Like, she was just like, we held hands and then we started necking.
Yeah. But she also, like, low-key seemed like she had a twinkle in her eye.
Oh, yeah.
Reflecting on the affair.
She was like, oh, that was a good fucking time. Yeah, like,
the way she talked about it, I was like, chill, Marianne. You're like, are they still married?
I don't know. I thought I read somewhere that they weren't.
Because I feel like after all of that goes down, you can't be married anymore. But yeah,
well, I mean, like, they tried to get divorced, or he wanted to divorce her.
Because of the affair.
Yeah.
Which, the affair actually happened after the first time he abducted the daughter, didn't it? The first time they, like, kissed and stuff, but she said they didn't sleep together. And then when they did sleep together was when after. She went to his house to talk about him wanting to marry her daughter, and they ended up fucking.
Yep. So they remained together.
Mm-hmm.
But the dad died in November of 2018 before the documentary aired on Netflix.
Oh, wow. That makes me feel really shitty for making fun of him. Wow, I feel like a terrible fucking person.
But they said that they remained together until his death.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
For being a 70s dad was very emotional. And yes. I kind of appreciated that because, like, when they're playing the phone call, I'm just jumping around a lot here, apparently. But when they play the phone call of her going missing the second time,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, it's Jan on the phone, and you can hear the pure joy in his voice. Like, it literally made me tear up. I was like, he just wants his daughter back.
He does. Like, that's all he wanted.
Yeah.
And, like,
it hits you right in the feels.
It does. Going back to the first time she'd been abducted.
Yeah.
Fucking Gail again goes to their house and says, if you don't drop all the charges, we're gonna tell everyone about the affair that you had, Bob, with him. And they fucking did it. And it's like, why would this whole community or whatever believe this man who's been arrested for kidnapping your daughter that you jerked him off? Like it would just be a rumor and it wouldn't affect you because there's no fucking proof.
Right.
But
they still did it
caused
anyway.
It caused you to drop all the charges against him.
Ultimately, that is the reason why he was able to do it a second time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if 100%. They had kept the charges, then none of it would have ever happened again, I don't think. And it was really, really frustrating. And, like, everyone in the law enforcement was also hella pissed, too. They were like, what the fuck are you doing?
I wanted to bring up when we were talking about his therapy before.
Yes.
So part of his therapy was sleeping in her bed while listening to a tape recorder of, like, sex talk, basically. Yeah. And they flashed this fact on the screen that said he slept in her bed 4 times a week for 6 months.
I wrote down the same thing.
Like, what the actual fuck? She's, at this point, she's, what, 12, 13 years old.
That, like, was after he had already abducted her once.
Yes. Like,
yes.
My brain isn't working.
Yeah. I wrote that down because the LDS church was like, we're going to help him out. We're going to send him to a counselor. Find out that counselor has since lost his license and is practicing croc science and is probably also a pedophile himself, if you ask me.
Right? Especially with all these tapes that, like,
were really fucking weird. Yeah. And, like, I think it shows how much of a manipulator this guy is. Because he was able to convince the parents that this would help him.
Yeah.
By sleeping in her bed 4 times a week. And that was the other part where I was like, where is his wife?
Exactly. Like, what?
Like, what was he telling his wife? Was he telling his wife he was going to sleep in the bed of a 13-year-old girl? Or, like, was he telling her she was at work? What the fuck was going on? Right.
After she had been abducted the first time,
yeah.
Going back to when Marianne sleeps with him, mm-hmm. In my notes I wrote, like, he marries your daughter, but you go and fuck him for 8 months and are in love with him. Come on, Marianne. Oh, God. That infuriated me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, he's obviously for it for your fucking kid.
Yeah.
And, like, is still in communication with your child, but you're sleeping with him.
Yeah, and, like, even her husband was telling her, like, this affair that you're having is not what you think it is.
Exactly.
It's just him trying to get to Jan. And
to Dolly.
Yeah.
Which, that was a weird fixation, because, like, it had to have been, like, a name of a person he had done this to before or something.
And, like, could've.
He just had to recreate that.
It kind of reminds me of, like, Charles Ng and Leonard Lake, where they became fixated on the M lady.
Yeah.
From that book, like, the Miranda lady. So it could have even been something like that.
Like, fictional, yeah. In the majority of my notes I just wrote, I fucking hate these people.
Yeah.
And how it's stupid are these people?
It's a very infuriating thing to watch.
Yes.
It's like watching a scary movie and being like, why are you going up the fucking stairs? And then they do it anyway.
Yeah. So the second time that she is kidnapped,
yes,
the mom literally puts her on a plane back just to this guy because he said if she didn't do it, she would just start hitchhiking there. And it's like, fucking lock your doors. I know it's not that easy.
Yeah.
But, like,
but the thing is, she came back.
She did.
And then she was home for all of a day before she ran away. From the beginning, he was probably just, like, waiting outside in a car.
Oh, 100%.
And took her. Like, I don't think she hitchhiked at any portion. I mean, she could have, but I don't know. But, yeah, the second time she was kidnapped was even more infuriating because the parents were in constant contact with Bob and, like, asking if he knew where she was and all of this. And he's like, no, I don't. I don't know where she is. And like,
it's, like,
clearly,
obviously, yeah.
He knows, like, he has to know. What are you talking about?
There was a scene in the documentary where Birchtold had, like, recordings of him and Jan.
Yeah.
And Jan sounds like she's, like, 7 years old.
Yeah, it's doesn't creepy. She have the youngest voice you've ever heard?
Yes. Like, and, like, the way she talks sounds like she's so much younger than what, she's probably, like, 14 at the time.
Yeah, it is very uncomfortable. And, like, their conversations are so one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's just feeding her what to say back. Do you remember that pretty sunset we saw? And she's like, yeah, it was really pretty. And, like, all of it is just so fucking weird because you can hear the brainwashing in her voice too.
Yeah.
Like, she just wants to please him and, like, parrot whatever he says back to her.
She just wants to please the aliens, Morgan.
It's true. She was supposed to save the human race.
She was going to save the alien race.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Or the alien planet. She was the Virgin Mary, but without being a virgin. And right. Also, jumping back to the first one, getting a little graphic, when he would rape her and just put his penis in about 1 inch to keep her hymen from breaking.
Yeah.
Like, I know it had to have given him sexual satisfaction or gratification.
But also, if you think about it, when she went home and got inspected by a doctor, they said that there were no signs of sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is exactly what he was doing. Like, he was doing just enough for him to get off on it, but make it seem like he hadn't have been, like, sexually assaulting this girl the whole time they were gone.
Yeah. So I feel like he did that almost so that way they would keep trusting him later on.
I mean, like, you did marry her in Mexico at the age of 12.
Right.
But whatevs. And you know who also... I think it's that one phone call where Jan calls and is like, hi. Mm-hmm. And her sister picks up the phone and just starts sobbing.
Yeah.
Like, that whole phone call, start to finish, is just the saddest thing you've ever heard. Because one, Jan is being a little bitch. Because she's, one, she's like a 14-year-old girl, right? At the second time she was abducted. So she's already a sassy and annoying fucking teenager. But she's also being, like, brainwashed by this guy. So she's just such an asshole to her family.
Yeah, and every time her father was like, are you coming home? She's like, yeah, I miss you.
Yeah, she's like, okay, bye. Pushing him off of the phone, essentially.
And I was going to say, another thing that infuriated me was when she ran away and Birchtold took her the second time.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of calling the police, her parents just said that she was with her grandmother.
Yeah, they waited 2 weeks before they notified any law enforcement.
Like, because of the image that they thought it was going to bring.
Yeah. Well, because they already had sullied their image one time by saying that he didn't actually do it and they just overreacted.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to sully their image again by saying that he had done it.
But your fucking child's safety is at risk.
Yeah, that's the thing. Your persona doesn't matter when your kid is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that should not matter at all, but they let it get to them so much. The parents just, I don't know.
Yeah, it makes you want to rip your eyeballs out.
Yeah. And I don't recall what happened after she, like, came home the second time. I didn't finish that part of it.
There wasn't really much after she came home. Like, she talks about when she finally turned 16. Mm-hmm. Like, right beforehand, she was going to get a gun and kill herself and kill her sister so her sister wasn't taken.
Yeah.
And then she didn't do it. And then she turned 16 and she was like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
Like, everything he told me was a lie. I'm 16. My dad's okay. My sister's here. I'm not blind.
Yeah.
Like, all the things that they said that would happen. And she was like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
And then it basically, like, cuts to her as an adult and raising this awareness and stuff. Also, when she starts selling this book and Birchtold fucking shows up to the book signings and the speeches.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. He, like, started and... It was in, like, 2003. He starts showing up. Like, it was 30 years later. And so she put out, like, a stalking order against him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I do remember.
And she had to, like, face him in court. And there was one time that he showed up and the motorcycle gang against child violence, like, was there. And he ran one of them over.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... That part was, like, crazy.
Yeah.
And then he, like, killed himself and his fucking brother. So he's, like, he goes, yeah, he took, like, all of his heart medicine and then drank Kahlua with milk. And then just, you know, offed himself.
His brother was my favorite purely because he literally did not give a fuck about anything. Like, he was just like, yeah, my brother was the fucking worst. What do you want from me? He was like, why am I here right now?
He's like, that's just who he was.
Did Birchold ever get jail time for abducting her? Because the first time he only spent 10 days in jail.
I think they said that he had like 45 days or something like that.
He had 45 days and then I read somewhere that he had 45 days but only spent 10 days in prison.
I know that when they put the stalking injunction out and he ran over the motorcycle guy, that they were going to send him to prison, and he said, like, that's when he killed himself because he said he wouldn't go to prison. So from what I can see is that he only spent 10 days in prison altogether.
Yeah. Yep. Which is just
unbelievable.
Yeah. Truly disgusting.
And I basically only have one more note.
Okay.
And it was at the very end, her sister, I think it was the middle sister, Karen, and she said that, like, when Jan finally broke down and told her parents everything, that her parents, like, didn't prod or ask too many questions because it was too painful for them to hear the things that he did to their daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, bitch, imagine how painful it was for your fucking daughter. Yeah. Like, you should learn what happened to her to help her heal and help figure out what's going on and help understand her. And I was like, that was a shitty cop out. Like,
yeah. And like, I think that is something because yes, they were manipulated and they were like, all of this stuff happened to them, but the parents like never seemingly accept responsibility, which inherently they do have as parents. You, like, even if you're manipulated to that degree, you have to see later your error, at least. And they never really seem to, like, ever be like, yeah, we fucked up.
The mom does. The dad doesn't. At the very end, the mom is like, if I had just cut off contact with Birchold, this wouldn't have happened, so it was my fault.
Yeah.
Basically. But still, like, blaming him for seducing her to kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, you just, at the end of the day, have to accept a little bit of responsibility.
Yeah, just like, we fucked up.
Yeah. But at least Jan is, like, a relatively normal person, seemingly, today.
Yeah,
I'm sure behind
definitely.
Closed doors, she has issues, but at least she's, like, helping other people and stuff.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I think, after all, it kind of turned out good or had a good outcome that she can help other people that way. But it was just a crazy, crazy roller coaster of an hour and a half.
It's definitely one that will, like, the first time I watched it with Taylor, he kept stopping it, like, every 5 minutes. And he would just be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, yelling. And I've never seen him get that emotional about watching something before, but he was very upset the whole time.
I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah, for sure. But that was our mini-sode for this week.
Yeah, our thoughts and feelings and anger towards.
I know. We should stop calling them reviews and call them discussions, honestly.
You're not wrong.
Because you and I just, like, get our feelings out about whatever we just watched.
You're not wrong. That's a good idea. Guys, welcome to our discussion.
This has been our TED Talk.
I hope you learned something. Hope you take something away from this.
But we hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you haven't already watched Abducted in Plain Sight, you should go watch it just to, like, if you ever need to get your rage out,
just to
go watch that fucking
angry
movie. But like we said, we hope you enjoyed it. Check us out on social media and keep on binging. Bye.
See ya.